Ian Schulz. Kurt Anderson was one of the founders of Spy Magazine, one of my favorites back in the late 80s. Then he moved on to New York Magazine, which I don't read, and wrote a novel about people very much like himself called Turn of the Century. Now, all other media avenues apparently exhausted, he has turned to the internet. He has a web company, Powerful Media, launching Inside.com, which aims to combine what Newsweek calls savvy reporting with a vast database of, I don't know, something. Running against the internet crowd, he plans to charge for content. What he's going to offer, according to Newsweek, are movie box office tracking, a listing advertising rates for every TV show on the air, and, quote, a cross-country job tracker noting all major comings and goings, unquote. Well, I'd like to say I wish him luck, but you know, I hate New York. I hate the way New York has to be not only on top of everything, but has to charge the rest of us for the privilege of sharing the information that only New York can offer. I hate their trendy little restaurants, their stinky exclusive clubs, and their cell phones, and their traffic, and their scandals, and their newly Disney-fied Times Square, and their subways, and their taxis, and their smug attitudes. Second only to my own San Francisco, which I'm also growing to hate. Remember TheStreet.com? Another arrogant New Yorker, James Cramer, started that one. He's going down in flames, and I can only react with glee. What do I really think about New York? One of its big hit plays this season is a trifle called Fully Committed, a satire about how hard it is to get reservations at your favorite restaurant. I'm not making this up. This play will be coming to San Francisco soon, I understand. I'm sure it will generate a lot of buzz. God, I hate buzz. Get me out of here. I gotta go.